Now hundreds of young people from European countries are moving to Syria to fight for ISIL. Now, French authorities have reported a sharp rise in the number of such people. Many countries have also announced the strict measures in cases that these people may come back. Now, meanwhile, terrorism experts say the effects of repressive laws are easy to measure, but do not help stop the problem from rising further. Anastop Roy has more in this report.
During the Charlie Hebdo killings in January, some of the perpetrators claimed to have links with the ISIL. That was a wake-up call for French authorities. The government swiftly announced new laws to bring down the number of French citizens joining terrorist groups. But the official figures show there were 224 French fighting for the ISIL in January 2014. A year and a half later, that number has more than doubled. And the number of French nationals involved with the ISIL has gone up three times.
The French foreign policy is one of the reasons. If France had had a different foreign policy regarding Iraq and Syria, even before the ISIL was born, we could have seen a different scenario here. Most of these young people are out of jobs and are looking for an ideal. That's the nature of the youth, to look for an ideal. And groups like the ISIL are promising them the ideal future, so they get absorbed.
According to the International Center for Counterterrorism, or the ICCT, the number of Westerners traveling to Syria is rising at an alarming rate. Countries like France, Germany and the UK produce the biggest number of these people. These countries have started several counterterrorism measures, but the ICCT says passing repressive laws may be counterproductive.
We need pedagogy. We need to explain why such groups are not the best choice for anyone. But we also need the French government to change its position. When you have a foreign minister who in 2012 even praised al-Nusra, no amount of pedagogy can bring down the number of French going to Syria.
A fair part of the ISIL's propaganda for younger generations takes place over the internet. As a counterstep, the French government has announced it will target ISIL's online tools. By the next publication of statistics on the number of youth joining the ISIL, it will be clear if it has been successful. Mr. Prime Press TV, Paris.